Well, Hajin, the shark, doesn't really look so dangerous. But it does have a lethal bite, because Hajin can do something that no ordinary vessel can do. It can approach beneath the surface. And then suddenly attack. And at the beginning of the 20th century, it could provide a valuable defence against the enemy. The enemy? Yes, here in Sweden we felt threatened by Russia. If the Russians were to invade by sea, we would hardly stand a chance. Sweden had fewer naval vessels, and these were also smaller, which was why we needed an effective weapon like, yes, the submarine. And Sweden was one of the first countries to own a submarine. The submarine had an additional advantage. It was cheaper than an ordinary ship. It cost Sweden around 20 million Swedish crowns, at today's monetary value. This was small change compared to the price of Swedish submarines today, which cost 1.5 billion Swedish crowns. What is that noise? Ah, someone is trying to fire up Hagen's hot bulb engine. Because to start the engine, a bulb must first be heated and ignite the fuel, and the flames that heat the bulb need a lot of oxygen.
Oh, blast! What a time it takes to get that bulb to glow hot. I am black and blue. And being in here, it makes you really light-headed. Oh, but now!
Uh-oh. The poor thing surely conked out from lack of oxygen again. But hear that. The engine has started. Hagen was Sweden's first submarine, and its sea trials were dogged with technical problems. It was lucky the crew was made up of courageous volunteers. Just imagine diving down into the dark, hearing the hull creaking. And not knowing if you'll ever return to the surface again. Hagen gave the Swedish Navy a valuable knowledge about how submarines could be used. And the first submarine captain, Valdemar Magnusson, spread knowledge of the importance of camaraderie and teamwork when working on a submarine.